Hi, my name is Chris Johnson, and in my lifetime, I have made several people cry at work. And I'm not saying that to like brag about it, it's just kind of a fucked up statistic. I don't really go out of my way to make people cry. I gotta be honest, look, I might fucking hate people, and if you've listened to enough podcasts and you actually know me personally, you know that I do fucking hate people, but I, honest to fucking God, I really don't want to fight with them. I don't want to have any problems with people. I want to go out and just do my shit and then go home. You know what I mean? If I'm at the store, I want to go to the store. I want to go home. The bank, go home. If I'm going to work, I want to go to work. I just want to get along with everybody and I want to go home. I'm a very interesting case. I might hate you, but I'm going to do my fucking best to get along with you and not try to ruin your fucking day. I don't want to be that guy that ruins people's days. I just don't want to fucking be that guy. So I do my best not to bring my personal shit to work, not to take out my fucking problems on everybody else. Long story short, I don't want to be my fucking dad. My dad treats everybody like shit, and I just don't want to be that guy. I watched him growing up, and I thought, God damn, I can't fall into that fucking trap. So while I might hate you, I really don't want a fucking problem with you. But I guess, I mean, I'm told that I'm fucking blunt, and I'm fucking honest, and I say a lot of shit, and eventually I wound up making people cry. I made people cry when I was an RA. I made my boss cry when I was an RA. I made my fucking boss cry. I was an RA. I made my fucking boss cry. We had to do these weekly reports, and I just fucking made them up. I made everything up as an RA. But at the like back of the weekly reports, it was like, do you have any feedback for me? And one time, I was just so fucking pissed that I wrote like, I'm on the verge of quitting because this job sucks balls, and you're an asshole, and paraphrasing, of course. But essentially, that's what I wrote. And then I had a fucking meeting with my boss about it, and I'm sitting in there and she's like, I see the tears welling up in her eyes. And then like, you know that weird feeling sometimes if you're around somebody crying where like you almost feel like you're going to cry and like, oh my God, I got to get the fuck out of here. I'm a grown man. I can't be crying at work. Fuck. I got to fucking pull the pin and then dive on it and then get the fuck out. Like, oh, I got to take a shit. See you later. I don't remember how the fuck I got out of that room, but it was a touchy situation. I made my coworker RAs cry a couple times. Like, oh, then you just feel so bad. You feel like such a dick. I don't want to make anybody cry. I made somebody cry at the radio station once. She cried so fucking loud that the IT guy heard her through the walls. Somehow he knew that it was my fault. And he like walked into the control room. He's like, what the fuck did you do? I'm like, what are you talking about, buddy? He's like, I heard her fucking crying through the goddamn walls. I'm like, God, Jesus Christ. This really doesn't help my reputation. So usually I do my best to try to smooth the situation over. I apologize to the girl I made cry at the radio station. And I meant it too. I don't think she believed that I meant it, but I meant it. I don't know if I apologize to the IRA people because I didn't like go out of my way. They just cried. I was a lot more dickish when I was younger. Like in terms of just not apologizing, not swallowing my fucking pride, shit like that. I probably should have apologized to more people. Usually I go on like apology tours where I like fucking, you know, try to right all the wrongs I've made from my past. I think I'm doing a pretty good job of it. So I just want to get by, man. I want to get by. I want to fucking smile, you know. I'm trying to have some fun, but there is just a fucking guy now that I know that is really testing my fucking patience. Shrek, I just want to strangle him. Oh my God. He just, you know those fucking nerds? Remember those nerds in school who just never shut the fuck up? And you thought, oh, you know, he's 9. You know, he'll grow out of that. And then they're 14 and they're just more loud and douchey and annoying. And you're like, well, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have hair in his balls yet. You know, he'll grow out of that shit. Generally, it's men. I mean, I know some annoying women too, but not like this. Not like this guy. This guy just never shuts his fucking mouth. Ever. Ever. Like, there is no circumstance where he just thinks like, you know what? I'm not going to be a douche for the next 5 minutes. I'm not going to do that. But he just never shuts up. Oh my God. Like, I don't want to fight with you. One of these days, I'm going to fucking see him coming and he's going to be like, hi, and I'm going to be like, fuck you. And I don't want that to happen. Like I wage this war in my head every fucking day. Like I just want to go to work. I just want to have a few laughs. Like I don't want to fucking deal with any bullshit. And it's so fucking hard. It just doesn't stop. And you know, it gets so bad where like, it doesn't even have to be annoying anymore. I just need to hear his voice. I just need to hear his voice. The most innocuous thing can be said, and I'll get so pissed And I don't want to fucking feel like that. And I'm trying so hard to maintain my composure. I'm trying so fucking hard. So please, if you're out there and you're listening, stop being a douche. I don't want to argue with you. I've made people cry in the past. I got a bad history. Shit. What do I do? You have any advice? Let me know what Johnson hates you. Follow the podcast on Podbean. You can follow on Google Play as well, or iTunes, or Stitcher, or TuneIn, and wherever else I spread the virus that is me too. We update, or I update. Sometimes I say we. I say that now, sometimes I say that like even like when I'm talking about myself, like we got the cats 10 years ago. Like you're not married, asshole. Your wife left 2 years ago. You're fucking single. There's no fucking we. But anyway, so let's say that again. I update the podcast every Sunday and Wednesday.